pain, a wayward heart, and opened up a soul. Said if you live by the law of the land, you could not ask for more. But her reflex is a fading, she's on the verge of going bust. For knowing that she's let cross her line and abuse her sacred trust. Hey, it's your reaper. You can fly with the eagle. Live the dream and make yourself a name. But if you ain't reaper, you can't fly with the eagle. No, you can leave if you go back from where you came.
That's right, folks. Do not whistle. Don't fly with people. I'm your host, Dan Howard. This is the Outrageous Christmas Radio Show. Sunday, June the 4th. It's our third broadcast, and glad to have all of you listeners. We've got a very special show tonight. We have a guest, a Frosty Woodridge. A very special guest. As far as I'm concerned, I'm glad to have him on, and his background is very extensive. I'll give you a little information about him here today. And also, I'll bring you up to speed on the latest news in the war on illegal immigration. Our guest tonight, Frosty Woodridge, is a very respected writer, especially on the issue and subject of illegal immigration. He possesses a unique world. He has bicycled around the globe 100,000 miles on six continents and six times across the United States the past 20 years. Frosty has written hundreds of articles for 17 national and 2 international magazines. He's had hundreds of editorials published in top newspapers, including the Rocky Mountain News, Denver Post, Herald, Las Vegas Tribune, and the Christian Science Monitor. He wrote a column, Crystal Desert Continent, from Colorado, while he lived in Antarctica. His books include Handbooks for Touring Bicyclists, Strike Free, Set Your Base, Bicycling Around the World, Motorcycle Adventure to Alaska, Into the Wind, a teen novel, Extreme Encounter, Antarctica, Immigration's Unarmed Invasion, Heavy Consequences. And he also has a new book that will be coming out this summer with the name of The Next 100 Million Americans. And we will discuss this book with Frosty this evening. The 36 chapters and the 16 deaths. This man is one of the elite experts on the issue of illegal immigration in the United States. Also, a little background on Frosty graduated high school in Albany, Georgia. He was a Michigan State University grad in 1970. He went on to pick up an English degree from Grand Valley State University in 1973. But his career is very, very, he has a great variety in his educational experience. He worked as a college guidance counselor for 6 years before taking up a career in teaching math and science in Denver, Colorado. Along with that, he became an 18-year-old truck driver, a math teacher, a ski instructor for the handicapped, a writer, cardiac catheterization technician, equipment trainer, volunteer, teacher, and a public speaker. He created a drug alcohol prevention program that he presented to hundreds of schools across the nation titled Alcohol, Drugs, and Disease. He also created an environmental program titled Closing Fast, a Global Environmental Crisis, and what you can do for it. He's working on two books, Nation at Risk, and Your Father Left Too Soon. His father left his kids an 80,000-word non-fiction account of men who, between the ages of 8 and 18, have lost their fathers to early death. That ought to be an interesting read for sure. In 2007, he bicycled 3,500 miles from the Arctic Circle Norway, Athens, Greece. In 2006, he motorcycled 20,000 miles through 58 states on the 21st Century Paul Revere Ride. He dressed as a national audience with his connection to Dots Radio Show for the people over 100 TV and 160 radio stations, also MD Frost. He guest lectured at Cornell University, creating writing workshops, magazine writing, Michigan State, and he's presented environmental science lectures at the University of Colorado and University of Denver, Texas A&M, University of Michigan. And he also guest lectures on religion and ethics at Front Range College in Colorado. But he's a top-rated TV personality, has interviewed on hundreds of stations across the United States. And again, I consider him to be a premier authority on the illegal immigration issues that are facing the United States this day. And we'll take him on here shortly, and I cannot wait to go over the various chapters of the book. All right, we're going to cover some of the ramifications of this current amnesty deal. It's being debated in the Senate, and I know you all are reading a lot of news that's saying that it's looking a lot more positive than the Senate. And if that's what you're reading, I know it's discouraging. My message to you is do not let them get you down. You still have the House of Representatives as a safety net. Those men are, and women are elected every 2 years. They know that they have to answer to us. And I just got a pretty good feeling that the House of Representatives will come through for us and fire those bill challenges to take down the Senate. Some pretty good strategy going on. One or two of the House leaders considering taking a blueprint action on this legislation, which basically removes it from the ballot. Basically on the ground, all tax bills are supposed to originate in the House, and since this bill has some direct taxation as a result of it, it's not originating in the House of Representatives, that Senator Kaloff probably has a pretty good chance of passing this bill right there. Either way, it appears it's already a lost cause for quite a few of these senators, and I sure hope you all will them next year come election day. Right now I've got a excellent breakdown of all the hidden language in the Amnesty Bill. This was created by Chris Kolak. He is a doctor of philosophy and has his church doctor as well. And also a co-author by Matthew Spalding, who also holds a PhD. And the piece they drafted here goes on to, I'm going to read this to you because these guys are just excellent work here. I'm going to keep this kind of thing before we bring Frosty on. And this, I believe, will really open the eyes to a lot of you on what Ted Kennedy and his crew have tried to run through on the American people and what I call the great Trojan horse. It says here, the most controversial component of the Senate Secure Borders, Economic Opportunity, and Immigration Reform Act of 2007 is Title VI. Euphemistically entitled Non-Immigrants in the United States Previously Unlawful Status. To create a new Z visa exclusively for illegal aliens. This title changes the status of those who are here illegally to legal, essentially granting amnesty to those previously in unlawful status. Simple as that. The seriously flawed proposal undermines the rule of law by creating massive benefits to those who have willfully violated U.S. laws while denying those benefits to those who have played by the rules and sometimes seem to be a citizen. Here are a few of the flawed provisions. The following are 10 of the worst provisions by no means an exhaustive list of this bill. Some of the worst. One is a massive amnesty. Title VI of the bill grants amnesty to virtually all of the 12 to 20 million illegal aliens in the country today. I'm just a hatch on that and say, I believe it's worth $30 million. But, go on. This amnesty dwarfs the amnesty that the United States granted with disastrous consequences in 1986 to $3 million for Glaser. It's also a larger amnesty than that proposed in last year's legislative comprehensive immigration reform act. The Senate bill imposes no cap on the total number of individuals who could receive these EPs as status. So if we have 33 million of them in this country, as the Christian Dominion Project estimates, then there is no limit on how many illegal aliens can be used. And that is the real wild card on this thing. That opens the door for millions and millions more to get here. To initially qualify for a Z visa, an illegal alien who don't have a job, or to the parent, spouse, or child of someone with a job, he provides two documents suggesting that he or she was in the country before January 1st, 2007, and has been since. A bank statement, pay stub, or similar enforceable record will do. Also, acceptable under the legislation is a sworn affidavit from a non-relative to be faxed. So all they have to do is produce a sworn affidavit from their friends who've been here since November 06, and they're in like Flint people. That's what Ted Kennedy is trying to run through on you. The price of the visa is $3,000 for individuals with slightly more than the going rate to hire a coyote to smuggle a person across the border. The family and five could purchase visas for a bargain price of $5,000. That is some $20,000 short, but the net cost that households is likely to pose on local, state, and federal government each year, according to the Heritage Foundation calculations. Expect a mass influx unlike anything this country has ever seen once the 12-month period for accepting visa application begins. That's right. Do you think we're seeing a lot of people illegally invading our country now? Hold on. Texas, it's going to be great. It's the largest and biggest cattle drive you've ever seen in Western Mississippi. These provisions are no invitation for those intent on U.S. residents to sneak in and present two fraudulent pieces of paper indicating that they were here before the beginning of the year 2007. Precisely what happened in the 1986 amnesty, during which Immigration and Naturalization Services discovered 398,000 cases of fraud. Expect the number of fraudulent applications to be at least four times larger this time, given the much larger applicant pool. Okay, permanent temporary visa. Well, that sounds wonderful, doesn't it? Supporters of the bill call the Z visa a temporary visa. However, they neglect to mention that it can be renewed every 4 years until the visa holder dies, according to Section 601(k)(2) of the Kennedy Bush Kyle legislation. This would be the country's first, mind you, permanent temporary visa. On top of that, it is a super visa, allowing the holder to work, in college, or travel abroad and re-enter the U.S. These permissible uses are found in Section 602M, for those of you that are taking notes. A law-abiding alien with a normal non-immigrant visa would surely desire this privilege status, and probably only illegal aliens qualify. In contrary to popular misconceptions, illegal aliens need not return to their home countries to apply for the visa. It's only necessary to implement an alien site to adjust from the visa status to lawful permanent resident, otherwise known as green card status, in Section 602A1. Even then, it's not really the country of origin that they have to return to. Any consulate outside the United States can take applications at its discretion for the direction or the direction of the Secretary of State. Then on the issue of hobbled background checks. This bill makes it extremely difficult for the federal government to prevent criminals and terrorists from obtaining legal status. Under Section 601(f)(1), the bill would allow the government only one business day to conduct a background check to determine whether an applicant is a criminal or a terrorist. Do you hear me on that? Of course, U.S. senators are on the verge of approving legislation that will give the government only 24 hours to run a background check to determine whether the applicant is a criminal or a terrorist. Unless the government finds reason not to grant by the end of the next business day after the alien applies, the agent receives a probationary Z visa from the time of approval until 6 months after the Z visa begins to be approved. However long that may be, that makes him roam throughout the country and keep employment open. The problem is that there is a single readily searchable database of dangerous people in the world. While the federal government does have computer databases of known criminals and terrorists, these databases are far from comprehensive. Much of the kind of information is just hard to obtain in third world countries. The need for effective background checks is real. During the 86 amnesty, the United States granted legal status to Mahmoud Abdel Abu Halima, who fraudulently obtained the amnesty for seasonal agricultural workers. He was employed as a crab driver in New York City. But his real work was with terrorism. He went on to become a ring lawyer in the 1993 terrorist attacks at the World Trade Center. Using his new legal status as a candidate, he was able to travel abroad for terrorist training. Amnesty for absconders. Title 6 of the amnesty extends to fugitives who have been ordered deported by immigrant judge but chose to board the removal orders. That's right. Someone has already been ordered by a federal immigration judge to leave the United States under that court order. He is chief legal damage to this plan. More than 636,000 absconders are now present in the country, having defied the law twice, once when they broke the U.S. immigration laws entering our country, and again when they ignored the orders of the immigration courts. The Senate bill allows grants to absconders. The bill apparently denied the need to absconders in Section 601D1B. Section 601D1I allows the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services officials to give an absconder anyway if the absconder can demonstrate that the departure from the United States will, quote, result in extreme hardship to the alien or the alien's spouse, parent, or child, unquote. Oh, gosh, we're aliens. This is a massive loophole because so many things can be construed to constitute extreme hardship. This might include removing a child from an American school and placing him in a school in an impoverished country, or deporting a person with a chronic illness. Attorneys representing aliens would also argue that if a member of an absconder's family is a U.S. citizen, then the other members must remain in the United States because the separation of family members would constitute an extreme hardship. That doesn't apply to our military personnel, but it applies to illegal aliens in this country should this legislation pass. Justice. Here's some issues. No one can shut down the immigration court system under Section 601A. An alien in the removal process is prima facie eligible for the visa. An immigration judge must close any proceedings against the alien and offer the alien an opportunity to apply for amnesty. That is what we call Ollie Ollie out come free. Thank you, Jim Kennedy. Enforcement of amnesty, not laws. The government transformed immigration customs enforcement, commonly known, from a law enforcement agency into an amnesty distribution center. When I just apprehend aliens who appear to be eligible for the visa, in other words, just about any illegal alien, the agent cannot detain them. Instead, ICE must provide them a reasonable opportunity to apply for the Z visa. Instead of initiating removal proceedings, ICE will be initiating amnesty applications. This is the equivalent of turning the DEA into a legal distribution network. And finally, amnesty of gang members. Under Section 602G2 of the bill, gang members would be eligible to receive amnesty. Yes, gang members. This comes at a time when violent international gangs such as Mara, Salvatrucci 13, and 13 have brought mayhem to U.S. cities. More than 30,000 illegal alien gang members are operating in 33 states, trafficking in drugs, arms, and people. By deporting illegal alien gang members has been top highest priority. The Senate bill would end that. Top, to qualify for amnesty, all a gang member would need to do is note his gang membership and sign a, quote, renunciation of gang affiliation card. That right there is just absurd. It's asinine. It's un-American. To me, it is treasonous that you have senators that are willing to offer amnesty for illegal alien gang members in this country. I cannot believe that we're seeing this. Tuition subsidies for illegal aliens. The Senate bill incorporates the Development, Relief, and Education for Alien Minors Act, the DREAM Act. Effectively repeals a 1996 federal law that prohibits any state from offering in-state tuition rates to illegal aliens unless the state also offers in-state tuition rates to all U.S. citizens. 10 states are currently defying this federal law. Section 16 would allow these and all other states to offer in-state tuition rates to any illegal alien to obtain the visa and attend college. The injustice of this provision is obvious. Illegal aliens would receive a taxpayer subsidy worth tens of thousands of dollars and would be treated better than U.S. citizens from out of state, who must pay 3 to 4 times as much to attend college. In an era of limited educational resources and rising tuitions, U.S. citizens, not aliens open violating federal law, should be first in line to receive education subsidies. Further, legal aliens who possess an appropriate FJ or M visa would not receive that valuable benefit, nor would they be eligible for the federal student loans that legal aliens obtain. Did you hear that? Legal aliens here on student visas could not get this benefit of in-state tuition rates and the federal loans that legal aliens get. Taxpayer-funded lawyers for illegal aliens. We're almost done here, folks, and then we're going to have a heck of a interview with Randy Goldridge. Taxpayer-funded lawyers for illegal aliens. The Senate bill would force taxpayers to fund the bill of any illegal aliens lawyers. Under the current law, illegal aliens are not eligible for federal relief funds for legal purposes. Section 622M of the bill would allow millions of illegal aliens to work in agricultural to receive free legal services. Every illegal alien working in the agricultural sector will have access to the immigration attorneys to argue the case to the immigration courts and federal courts and appeals, all at U.S. taxpayer expense. This provision alone can cost hundreds of millions of dollars each year. Finally, amnesty before enforcement triggers. Opponents of the Senate program consistently claim that it allows delayed amnesty only after certain law enforcement goals are met. The Texas bill, however, tells a different story. Section 1A allows provisional Z visas to be issued immediately after enactment, and Section 601A2 prohibits the federal government from waiting more than 180 days after enactment to begin issuing provisional Z visas. These provisional Z visas could be valid for years depending on when the government is issuing non-provisional visas, according to Section 601H4. Moreover, the provisional designation means little. These visas are nearly as good as non-provisional visas giving the alien immediate lawful status, deportation, authorization to work, and the ability to exit and re-enter this country without this permission. These provisions are listed in Section 601H1. What becomes unmistakably clear from the details of the Senate bill is that this is not a compromise in any meaningful sense. Indeed, the sweeping amnesty provisions of Title VI cripple law enforcement and undermine rule of law. Again, I just cannot believe after I've had this statute broken down like that by the experts, that we have supported the U.S. senators to pass anything like that and approach America. folks, we're going to be taking a short break, and when we return, we're going to have an interview with Rusty Wooldridge. He is the bicycle of Paul Revere of the United States. This man has an excellent education background. In my opinion, he is going to be a top journalist on the issues of legal immigration in the United States today. And he's just an excellent speaker, and I really look forward to interview. I was telling you earlier that he wrote some books from Antarctica, and again, he participated in the 21st century Paul Revere ride. This is some bus travels, and he knows he's dealing with illegal immigration. Stay tuned for the interview with Rusty Wooldridge. I'm Jim Howard, I'm the host of the Outrageous Radio Show. Stay tuned on the American Voice Radio Network.
Time is money, knowledge is power. That's why you need the Basic Research Library CD from the American Voice now. This CD contains the Federalist Papers, which are the definitive writings illustrating the intent of the Constitution, and the Anti-Federalist Papers, which read like a crystal ball for everything gone wrong concerning the present-day Constitution. This CD also contains Bouquet's Law Dictionary and the Uniform Commercial Code, plus the inaugural speeches of U.S. Presidents, UN Charter, NAFTA, Hitler's Mein Kampf, the full Communist Manifesto, the Patriot Act 1 and 2, the Model Anti-Bioterrorism Law, the Homeland Security Bill, the FBI's Project Indigo, and too much more to mention here. The CD contains over 1,000 files. To order your CD, go to www.americanvoice.com or call us at 541-826-9050. That's 541-826-9050 for ordering information. Friends, the truth is that our nation is heading for disaster. From the threat of pandemics and the deadly flu to deadly chemtrails and much more. As confirmed by undercover investigative journalist Pamela Schubert, America is heading for deep internal crisis in the times to come. Even if good ideas plan ahead, premium ionic silver is one of the finest level books on the market today. In fact, to prove it to you, we will send you a 16-ounce bottle of premium ionic silver absolutely free. My product can sell you $35 in health food stores anywhere. Nature's Remedies offers you ionic silver at rock bottom prices. And your first bottle is free if you call now. 1-260-562-3145. That's 1-260-562-3145. Or contact us at hotmail.com. And tell them you heard about it on the American Voice Radio Network. Don't be caught without it. The Freeze-Dry Guy still has several animal protein products in stock available on the website at freezedryguy.com under Freeze-Dry Foods by the Cake. All Mountain House back orders are caught up with ordering and shipping on daily basis. If you would like Mountain House Freeze-Dry Cooked Spiced Beef, Cooked Spiced Chicken, or Cooked Ground Beef, Freeze-Dry Guy can offer you 10% off on these per product and still pay shipping. Cooked Spiced Beef is normally $2.17, your price is $2.45.86. Spiced Chicken is normally $2.54.10, your price is $2.28.69. Cooked Ground Beef is normally $2.20.50, your price is only $1.98.45. Remember, Freeze-Dry Guy still pays the shipping within the continental USA, even with these high prices. So contact the Freeze-Dry Guy 530-265-8333. That's 530-265-8333. Email info@freeze-dry-guy.com. That's info@freeze-dry-guy.com. The fruits are grown in chaos, distrust, and economic depression. A wicked populace who seeks peace only from the solutions they offer. They have worked until suicide has become so common that they generally call forth no legitimate investigation. They have used the courts, the judges, the medical profession, and even the Constitution to further their ends. America now has over 1 million citizens in prison for political crimes. So who are they? How long have they been at this? Special Political Warfare is a second-page color-cover booklet that describes the strategy and tactics behind psychopolitics. Psychopolitics is only 10 bucks from the American Voice. Go to www.theamericanvoice.com or call 541-826-9050. That's 541-826-9050 for ordering information.
But are actually those shots you've been told are necessary to ward off scary diseases? And so must have in order to register to school. Mercury, formaldehyde, aluminum, and viruses cultured in diseased tissue of both animal and human origin are among the diseases listed in vaccine package inserts. Make the only informed choice. Keep shots away from yourself and your children. Go to vaccinetruth.com or call 888-249-1421.
You're listening to the American Voice Radio Network on free-to-air KU satellite at Galaxy 25, Transponder 5, frequency 11836 vertical. You can listen to the American Voice 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Dan Howard, your host of the Outrage 26 Radio Show. In the break, we had a little technical difficulty there, and lost the phone line with Frost. As soon as Frank, the producer, just came back on the line, we'll begin our interview with him. In the meantime, we've got a caller, a legal immigrant, and he would like to discuss his position on this matter. Caller, are you here?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, what's your name, sir?
My name is Yummy.
Okay, go ahead. Get the concerns on this issue of illegal immigration. And can you just give a background of your status and your friends with that?
All right. Well, I think it's in 2002. Right now I have a permanent resident card, a green card. And what infuriates me is that these illegal aliens are paying everything to them without paying anything back to the United States or its people. I myself have to sacrifice my property. I mean, I lived on those noodles for at least 6 weeks of entry in the United States for the month. And no, I did not have any welfare benefits or anything like that. In fact, I had to pay for this INS that I said I would not use any state benefits of any kind.
Thank you. Thank you for entering our wonderful country legally and for trying to assimilate and become a lawful citizen and become an American. And I want you to know that I honor you for that. There's millions of people out here that admire you, legal immigrants, because you're coming here in the tradition and the fashion of our ancestors who immigrated here in the proper manner, lawfully, fully, and to, you know, become Americans, to make America their homeland. You say you're in 2002?
Right.
So what would you say that the lawful immigration process probably cost you in fees and things of that nature?
Fees and in the lawful, I have to say, basic work and traveling. I lived in Iowa at the time, and I had to travel to Omaha, Nebraska each time. At least $3,800, and myself, but there's no lawyer, that's me. So if I used a lawyer, I'm sure it would be much higher. $3,800.
So in other words, you're $2,000 that would charge the illegals to become legal in what they call legal. I don't honor that. But that's kind of what the Senate's debating right now. And from what I did, you didn't catch this breakdown of the current legislation that you're debating that I was giving prior to your on the phone?
Yes, that's what I'm looking
at. You know, I cannot believe that we have legislators in this country, in our Congress, that are willing to take and screw good, law-abiding people such as yourself that try to come here, become a part of our society, honor the law. Here, you've been here 5 years, you're 50, aren't you? You've been 02, you've been 07. You know, you're already out there with $4,000 in law courses and expenses, and you've been here a long time. You're doing things the right way, the way Americans want you to do them. Yet we have some legislators on Capitol Hill, both in the Republican and in the Democrat parties, that either have an agenda of greed or a socialist agenda. One way or another, they want to basically steamroll over the folks like you that have they want to steamroll over the U.S. citizens themselves who, you know, this country's supposed to be, you know, we the people, you know, governed by the people. And basically shoot the middle finger to the majority of Americans. Their polls clearly indicate Americans do not want to be part of the same system.
I'll tell you what I think. I don't see greed or socialist thing, and I'm no expert, but I think it's for political survival. I think what they are doing, they tend to be for what is now a minority vote, hoping to add another 12, 20, or 30 million people. You know they're going to vote for whoever they feel helps the most. I think both Republicans and Democrats realize that the American people or voters are so fed up with them and screwed over in the last while. They cannot really tap on the votes from the common voter, normal American or legal voter. So I think that's the motivation behind it. It's a selfish political survival is what it is.
Well, that falls into the greed column. When I talk about the greed user, there is money flowing without documentation to these people to one channel over another. Or you're getting your campaign coffers stuffed with so much money from special districts that work with legislation that is their way of assuring their election, both through just tons of campaign funds where these advertisers are crazy. And let's see, just in an area that is heavily full-blown American, you know, I've had enough of this, unless they're in another position like that, the funds that they can get from the special interest groups that want this mass importation of cars and labor, they're guaranteed, pretty much guaranteed re-election with the donations that they can get. And like I said, you know, it's a short-lived political survival. Eventually, you know, they're not even going to be in the Democratic majority to be elected to office. It just keeps going down like this. What are the immigration policies in South Africa?
I'm not so expecting that people to come in legally and things like that, but I believe lately it's actually been changed and moving towards that U.S. is trying to now. We have a lot of immigrants there from, illegal immigrants from countries like Nigeria coming in, and they import them a lot of drug trade as well. So I would think it would be fair to say that immigration policies in South Africa right now are just out of the stress.
The government, how hard of a stance are they taking against this, the drug traffickers and the
illegals? Minimal. Well, it has one of the highest crime rates in the world, if not the highest. So they're not interested in that. What they're interested in is assessing these people to be responsible so that they have their votes so they can continue to be in power. At least that's my thoughts on it.
Yeah, and I've been thinking about the current situation in France, and this is finally seeing the light. That's to President Sarkozy is basically offering about $8,000 to each immigrant to get them to go home. Now, while I do not condone that, but I'm telling you right now, the French people realize they have a problem on their hands. Mm-hmm. And this is not just occurring in the United States. That's why I'm amazed
that our legislators are willing to take this kind of approach to our country. We had a country that is based upon law, honoring the laws, honoring the Constitution. And I've been around here for 40-plus years. I cannot name to you any other time in the history of my lifetime that the Constitution and the laws have been stomped on like they're being stomped on right now. So, how much longer did you proceed before you were able to obtain citizenship status, naturalization?
I'm holding off because of the money that I need to go right now.
And what does that see?
The last time I checked, it was $400 for traveling to and from and six, and that's gone up recently, so I have no idea right now.
Yeah, I read some of the fees. I don't know if it applies to you. Are going up for the illegal immigrants. I tell you what. Why don't you touch base with us here in 2 or 3 months and let us know how the progress of your immigration and naturalization is going, and hopefully we'll have some better news. For you. I'm hoping that the House of Representatives will have the courage to shoot this amnesty bill down. And it's just amazing to me how they have it all to exclude you, the folks that are lawfully, legally, on immigration status from all the people that want to give to these people chose to put their boots on and cross the borders unlawfully. I want you to know I appreciate your call, and keep in touch with us and let us know how your progress is going.
Okay. Will do. I'll come back in a few months.
Right, thank you very much for the call. Yeah. Well, folks, there you go. You've got a legal immigrant who is basically outraged, as the outrageous are, and what the federal government is doing now to citizens. And it's unbelievable. That's the first caller that we've had. And I just want to say I'm proud that our first caller, Brian Clark, is from a legal immigrant on this show. That's my day. As far as the latest news goes, the legislation on C-SPAN, and it was just a disgusting sight to see. I've had a few comments like that, and time will tell. I believe we have Frosty online now. Stand by one. Hey, Frosty, can you hear me?
Dan Frosty speaking. Thanks for having me on board tonight.
Hey, thank you very much. Glad to have you on. Again, folks, this is Frosty Woolbridge from the Denver, Colorado area. And he came on tonight, and he's one of the premier columnists on the immigration subject. And he's also got a new book that'll be hitting the shelves here in the few weeks titled The Next Added 100 Million Americans. Well, again, Frosty, thank you for coming on the show. It's an honor and a privilege. And do you have any developments on your end on the Senate side?
Well, at this point, there are, I guess you could say, growing amendments to a very bad bill. And the fighting that's going on is almost more than terrifying for the future of the United States of America. Because these senators that are pushing this bill together are doing everything they can to the legality and the loss of the rule of law against the U.S. Constitution and in violation of their oath of office. And this thing, if it is allowed to continue, is going to add, according to Robert Rector of the American Foundation, 103 million more people to the United States by 2027, which is only 20 years from now, which most of us, anybody over 50 knows it's a heart-keeping time. Not only that, Focal Martin's March 2006 U.S. population projections shows that the amnesty passes less than 100 million people will be added to the United States by 2040, which is 32 years. Between those two experts' choices, the United States can expect, if we allow the passage of 2048, somewhere around 100 million people by 2027, and no less than 100 million people by 2040. And so these ramifications that are just beyond belief. And I have right in front of me right now a former session of Alabama with 20 loopholes into this Senate Bill 1348, which are just astounding that senators representing all 50 states, both Democrats and Republicans, are forming a bill that is against everything we stand for as a nation, everything we stand for as the United States Constitution, everything we stand for as citizens and the Republic, and everything against environmental sanity. I've got it all in there. And it's better and better to get passed. And once it passes, and I've said this many times, Dan, it will be like Hurricane Katrina. Once it comes ashore, once it hits, and everybody becomes a victim or a survivor. Once this next 100 million people hit the next human Katrina, touching down in the United States, will reach to every state, all 48 states for sure, and there will be no escape from it. And I have been traveling throughout the planet, six continents now, to the South Pole, and I've seen it myself. And so for anyone out there doubting that we are in the greatest peril, the greatest crisis since the Civil War, I urge you to and take action, because the United States of America is in a whole lot of trouble.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. That was the first part of your book here, states and consequences of Hurricane Katrina. And I have to agree with you. I think you know, if we had foresight, you will eventually that 100 million people. I bet they'll actually get here quicker than what they've estimated. I bet this is a conservative estimate. By the way, things have been going, and it's not just the stock country of Mexico and a few Central American countries. It's pretty far off for at least anyone from anywhere. We've got the final frontier here. If we lose this form of government and this quality of culture and lifestyle, Western civilization is gone.
I am sadly, and you know, I'm a pretty happy-go-lucky guy. I've lived the American dream. If you look at what I have been so gracefully and gracefully allowed to do with my time on this planet, it's because of the American dream, because of every man and woman from Valley Forge all the way to the desert sands of Iraq, about this extraordinary American dream, and I'm just a farm boy, and what I was able to do in my life, the choices I was given, it's all going to be for our own children, because this thing is so horrific, and it's so frightening, it's so terrifying, because I've already seen it. I've already traveled throughout China, Bangladesh, Mexico. And most people don't realize, as they sit back and drink their beer and sit back with the pizza in the Parker Lounger, that this next 100 million people in the United States in 20 years, nothing compared to the next 100 million that's going to be added on that. Because the demographic projections show that the United States is going to double the U.S. population. I mean, everything that you see bad now, gridlock, traffic, air pollution, species extinction, anything, everything that's happening now, will double in its negative impact. And a piece of my book, The Next 100 Million Americans, shows it and graphically points out what the top scientists and even my own experiences, the crisis of water, the crisis of losing farmland, the crisis of oceans being killed and polluted with poisons, crisis of the oil, the age of oil, the age of oil. Certainly, I have a situation there crossing our agricultural Rubicon. If you don't have enough land and water to grow crops, guess what? You can't feed your population. It comes right on down to the fraction of the organization of America. That's about presented today, like open space and freedom to go out in the woods. Guess what? They don't have those things in places like China. And then packed in there, it's like in a sardine can, except you're not dead, you're alive. It's just that saturation of crowding that's going to just blow everybody's mind. California's going to add 40 million people by the century.
Beyond my imagination.
John,
I was speaking with the radio host Terry Anderson here a while back.
Yes, I know Terry very well.
He, you know, he told me he grew up in a neighborhood in suburban Los Angeles, and where everyone knew each other, the friends, you know, the family members had served the war together, and everyone basically knew everyone. But now he is almost the lone man standing of his culture and heritage of that neighborhood, and now 20 residences in a half mile area around him have 2 and 3 families living in each home. He said 40% of the properties are rented out to another family. There's absolutely no parking in the streets. Most of the front yards are parking spaces, and even some of the backyards. Yet, you know, I admire the guy because he's got the guts to stay right here to live in the neighborhood. He's on this radio show out in L.A. There's some migrants that came about it. And the people, it isn't enough to open up the eyes of these apathetic Americans that your way of life is not going to continue if you don't strap on some responsibility and start holding your legislators accountable. I don't know how else to get across to them. You know, I've read a lot on what you described as the overpopulation, and that's my biggest fear. I mean, how are you going to feed these people? Where are you going to house them? How, you know, we already have I'm a retired law enforcement officer. How are police forces be funded, first of all, to handle all the extra crime that's coming in? I know that there seems to be a higher level of crime amongst those that are going to break the law in the air of country and in large masses. That just stop there. The crime continues where they reside. I just don't know how we're going to be able to, what's going to happen in America if we know it.
That's correct, Dan. And Dr. Howard is a funding police officer, now retired, and understands that and works on the drug policy in the United States. What you're going to see is allowed to continue as it continues, and the apathetic American public does nothing and does not stand up, does not speak out. Everything that we take for granted is not going to be there for our children, because this country is going to move towards great civil violence, or it's going to be greater than a multicultural, a multi-ethnic, tension-filled, very degraded living conditions, standard of living, quality of life, all degraded. You're going to see environmental refugees. You're going to see loss of freedom as more and more laws have to be clamping down on the rights of individuals. You're going to see more air pollution. You're going to see more water pollution. You're going to see traumas that no one appreciates at this point in time. And the quality of life is going to degrade, because you cannot keep integrating millions upon millions of third world poor who have little to no education, in fact are illiterate in their own countries, and then in their own languages, and then come to this country and are totally illiterate in their own language. And so then you will see more and more diseases coming in. And you're going to see a civil unrest, because the lower you go on the economic scale, people start fighting and they start battling each other for turf, for drugs, for food. And one of the things that I stress in this book, and that adds 100 million Americans, is we are already in a water crisis west of the Mississippi River. I'm in Colorado. Colorado is going to grow by 6 million people, while Texas grows by 12 million just in the next 15 years. We've got about 2025, 2025, Texas is going to grow by 12 million. By 2050, again, as I said, California will grow by 42 million people. From the current 37 million to well over 79.1 million. I got to figure right in front of me. And so, it's unfortunate, but poverty and misery in the rest of the world is because of overpopulation and exceeding carrying capacity. Now, this last Friday, I spoke in front of 300 students from the International Tuberculosis Institute. I'll be speaking at the Salt Lake City, Salt Palace, on the June the 19th, the International Rotary Conference there. And our program is titled, The Population Crisis and the Current Issues to Be Thought. And we've got a motion, Dan. And the motion won't get you anywhere if you're in the middle of a hurricane. You need to use thinking, and you need to use reason, and you need to have critical understanding of the situation. And unfortunately, we have all these people today who are using emotions. Well, coming here for a better life. Well, better than American citizens won't do. Well, you need a leg up. All these emotional aspects will not count once the human Katrina hits, because guess what? We'll all be victims of the virus. How can you help those who you weren't prepared to help them before you even let them in here? That's exactly right. In fact, I asked, and I engaged my audiences, and I asked the audience, I said, hey, you guys out there, is there, and I give the two metaphors, and let me explain those here. First of all, I asked my audiences, is this what you remember the Titanic? And I said, what date was it? And what day of the month was it? And what time was it? And there were some differences out in this crowd. And 19th, wow. April the 17th. And they went right down the line there. And in fact, it was 11:32 p.m. that night. And I asked, I said, well, what could the people on the Titanic or the captain have done before the iceberg so that the catastrophe of the last century can happen? And, of course, the gals, one guy said, well, could it slip down? Another guy said, well, it's further south, out of the North Atlantic, and gone further south, so it wouldn't have hit the iceberg. And the other one said, well, stop. Yeah, you know, float in the water, do something. And I said, well, after the iceberg, what could have done? To save all those people, and the one girl said, patch the hull. Stop the water from flowing in. And I said, that's exactly right. Catch the hull, stop the water from flowing in. And I said, after I keep coming, I want to give you an example of what we can do here in America to do that. And then I said, now, how many of you heard the Hurricane Katrina? You remember Hurricane Katrina? Well, yeah, we'll have a short break to get back to Hurricane Katrina.
That's right. We're going to have a short break here, folks. We've got Crossy Walters with us. This is Dan Howard with the Outrage Patriots Radio Show. Stay with us. We're on the American Voice Radio Network.
Whether using your cell or cordless phone for business or staying in touch with family, your radiation exposure due to phone use is increasing. Use the Rage Shield, developed for ultimate radiation protection. The Rage Shield blocks, reduces, and deflects up to 97% of the radiation from entering the soft tissue of your ear. The Rage Shield is proven and tested to block radiation without affecting reception. It makes a great father. Order your Rage Shield today for only $25, which includes priority shipping with delivery confirmation. Send $25 today to...